Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Africa, I'm Otle. I'm Africa, I'm Sir, the beautiful African. These relate to Fatsalarona, the land is ours, Tikorahina, Shangulashu. My Africa, Mangalisa Robert Sobukwe, the founding first president of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, South Africa. Mafrika, 27th February 1978. We commemorate, as well as Mafrika, thank the blessing of having had Mafrika Sobukwe. And 27th February 1978 was his transitioning to the ancestors Mafrika at a young age, 54 years old, 54 years young, let's say. Africa, Tikot Sobukwe, land is supreme. Land is supreme, Africa. But we may add as Ma Africa, that Ma Africa, the individual, is superlative. And Ma Africa, without land, you got no economic sovereignty, no economic reliance, self-reliance, no economic independence. Africa, without land ownership, without control of natural resources and mineral resources, you are dictated to by the markets. Your nation's economy is dictated to by the markets. You are ruled by others, as we pointed out in the previous programs. And in Africa, it happened. It happened recently when the rand nosedived. Almost 700 billion was lost out of the country. In fact, they traded out or exchanged out of the country because you have money exchanges. They are not interested in the country, its independence, sovereignty, or self-reliance. No, they are there to make a profit, and they just sip on their money out. Now you have a situation where, in fact, we are told that Butler's is going to pull out, Butler's Bank, after buying almost 63% of Absa. But the question is, the Amalgamated Bank of South Africa, the big question is, what has happened in Africa? What happened? What happened in 1994? So, to quote Sobukwe Africa, Mafrika Sobukwe says, we accept as policy the equitable distribution of wealth. We might add equitable redistribution of wealth, aiming, as far as I'm concerned, according to this code, the equality of income, which to me is the only basis on which the slogan of equal opportunities can be founded. And Mafrika Sobukwe goes on to say that, borrowing then the best from the East and the best from the West, we nonetheless retain and maintain our distinctive personality and refuse to be satraps or stooges of either power blocks. Distinctive African personality. Also, we may add, Africa, independence, sovereignty. What happened to those principles that we are fighting for? In Africa, Africa Sobukwe says, I might add, the Africans promote a socialist economy. No, this is a paraphrase, Africa. It is not a direct quotation. We may add that as Africanists, we promote a socialist economy that is Africanist in content. Homotaba Fisa, Africa, the lending and borrowing of cattle. What happened? What happened to those structures, that the customary structures that we had in terms of our self-sustaining economy? Africa, as president of the Fort Hare, when he was at university, president of the Student Representative Council, 21 October 1949. One may quote Mafrika. Sobukwe said that the cowards are still standing aside and the brave have made their choice. We have made our choice and we have chosen African nationalism because of its deep human significance. I wish to make it clear again that we are anti-nobody. We are pro-Africa. We breathe, we dream, We leave Africa because Africa and humanity are inseparable. It is only doing the same that the minorities in this land, the Europeans, the colored, and the Indian, can secure mental and spiritual freedom. Africa, that's it. We are anti-nobody. All right. But we are neutral. But we cannot be neutral to African sovereignty. And the point is that, Africa, according to the Africanist, we are for ourselves. And that's a principle that dictated us to in pursuing the African, establishing and pursuing and defending the African personality, that we have to liberate ourselves. Sobukwe goes on, Africa, to say that the future of the world lies with the oppressed, and the Africans are the most oppressed people on earth. Not only in the continent of Africa, but also in America and the West Indies. We have been accused of bloodthirstiness because we preach non-collaboration. Sobukwe goes on to say, let me plead with you, lovers of Africa, to carry with you into the world the vision of a new Africa, an Africa reborn, an Africa rejuvenated, an Africa recreated, young Africa. We are the first glimmers of the new dawn. And if we are persecuted for our views, we should remember, as Africans saying, the African saying goes, that is the darkest before the dawn, and that the dying beast kicks most violently when it is giving up the ghost, so to speak. Good, my Africa. That was Sobukwe, 1949, when he was at the president of the student representative body at Fort Hare University. He says, he went in to say that, tell a man whose house is on fire to give a moderate alarm. Tell a man moderately to rescue his wife from the arms of a ravisher. Tell a mother to extricate gradually her baby from the fire into which it has fallen. But do not ask me to use moderation in a cause like the present. That was at the height of the apartheid Bastille. And to continue, Africa, Sobukwe, Africa, is president of the PAC, which was founded in 1959, Africa. As a PAC leader, Sobukwe announced 19 March that the PAC will launch a nationwide pass campaign on the 21st March 1960 to permanently abolish the pass laws. For those who don't know, the pass laws used to be, you to carry that book with you, okay? And it is a stamp of show that you are employment, all right? Now, if you can't show the stamp of working, you go to jail, they arrest you, and you end up being kept in jail for 12 months, 18 months, just not having the passbook. Arbitrarily, men were stopped at corners. We were afraid sometimes to walk outside. So the PAC commanded its leaders to lead the nationwide marches in the front, instructing and commanding Africa to leave the passbooks at home, march to the nearest police station, and surrender for mass arrest under the slogan, no bail, no defense, no fine. That was the slogan, Africa. They wanted to fill up the jails and make the pass laws redundant. And Africa, to paraphrase again, Africa, to quote Sobukwe, he said, at this time, the dom pass, you said that the word dom is stupid, all right? Dom is stupid, retarded, imbecile. Now, that's what they used to call it, a dom pass. The pass stands for book. So it's a book for the retarded, the careful, the stupid. So he said, at this time, the dom pass is the distinctive badge of slavery and humiliation. Is being extended from the African male dog to the African female bitch. For those from Africa, we apologize, who may be feel sensitive to that. Now, that is being extended from the African male dog to the African female bitch. It is the time when the fascist tyranny has reached its zenith. That is, the apartheid fascist tyranny rich is then. Some Africa, some who organized the march. And the apartheid police in Sharpeville shot and massacred 69 unarmed Africans. And Subsequently, the regime panicked in Africa, suspended the pass laws, I mean, on 8 March. It should be 8 April. But subsequently to that, the regime suspended the pass laws. And it banned, it outlawed the Pan-Africanist Congress as well as the African National Congress under the Unlawful Organization Act of April 8, 1960. And Soboko was arrested in Africa. He was arrested for incitement and sedition, subsequent to the uprising in Africa. And following to that, in Africa, the PAC went underground, initiated the military confrontation and insurrection to overthrow the apartheid regime. They did it, in Africa. And it led the international boycott of the apartheid regime, instigating, among others, in Africa, the United Nations banning the apartheid regime from the UN representation. And in its place, Africa welcomed the PEC and the ANC, the liberation movements, to open their permanent observer missions to the United Nations. In this case, Africa represents the oppressed majority. And Africa, it so happened that during the 1980s, remember, if not mistaken, it was all over, that the ANC had petitioned the UN to only recognize itself, the ANC, as the only authentic representative of the people of South Africa. Can you imagine? So these games have been going on, Mafika, in terms of suppressing the PEC and making sure that, no, we are seen by the masses not to exist. We cease to exist in the eyes of the masses. Mafika Sobukwe Mangaliso Robert Sobukwe was the first political detainee without trial. And in fact, it is to whom the apartheid regime made a special detention clause, if you remember, the General Amendment Act of 1963, gave the minister the power to extend Soboko detention each year. And he was held in Africa for an extra 3 years after his original sentence for inciting the Sharpeville Day in Africa. In Africa, as we say in Africa, he is our icon. He's a Pan-African prince on the continent. And not heralded as he ought to be, because he occupies the same place, the pedestal, the same stage as the Nkrumahs of that time. But he was more vociferous because he was under oppression of the apartheid regime, the apartheid Bastille. And among other causes, in Africa, with respect to, in 1959, as president of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Africa, referring to the ANC, he said that to the ANC leadership, the present nationalist government is the properly elected government of South Africa, whose policies, however, it does not approve of. And the ANC's main struggle is to get the Nats out of power. Let me repeat that, Mafrika. The ANC's main struggle is to get the Nats out of power. The fact that the Nats are a logical product of the past South African history and that they stand for is approved and supported by the... Let me repeat my figure. The fact that the Nats are a logical product of past South African history and that what they stand for is approved and supported by the overwhelming majority of whites in the country has apparently escaped the ANC leadership. We, however, stand for the complete overthrow of the white domination. That means South Africa Act of 1909, that fossilized relic of white men's exclusive privileges and prejudices, must be scrapped. Mafrika, we've said that in the past. But again, Mafrika, to paraphrase, the person who came with this name, South Africa, Cecil John Rhodes, Mafrika, 17 years old, arrived in 1870. 17 years old, only what? Had £3,000 in his pocket that was given by his aunt. And Mafrika, he became Prime Minister of the Cape Colony in 1890, 20 years after docking in Durban. Now, 1894, Mafrika, as Prime Minister, he passed the Glen Grey Act, which saw the complete annexation of the Transkei and Pondoland. And the district of Glen Grey was located in Queenstown and partly is the Roadhouse Division of Cape Colony. This stuff is still there. Now, to quote Mafrika, what the Glen Grey Act did, it imposed 10 shilling labor tax on all Africans. who could not prove that they worked and had bona fide employment, okay, for at least 3 months a year. Now, that's where the pass job stamp originated. The passbook, remember, that the apartheid regime took over. That's where it originated from, with Cecil John Rhodes. And the purpose of it, as we said, that it was influx control, kept Africans out of the white job industrial locations, out of the white areas. South Africa was created by a British Act, Union of South Africa, on 20th September 1909, and it became the Union of South Africa on 31st May 1910. I mean, this affects Africa. We cannot. And according to the Land is Ours by Dr. Motsuko Peko, they completely ignore the existence of African people of Azania as a majority indigenous people on the soil. They did that. So you had whites, how many? 167, let's say 166,000 in the Cape, 34,000 in Natal, 106,000 in the Transvaal, Orange Free State, you had 41,000. And the African people were more than 5 million. So, Africa, to quote Tim Mushesha, in 1959, speaking about the part of his stolen country, the part that they stole from his country. It may be you white people do not steal cattle, but you steal whole countries, and if you had your wish, you would send us to pasture our cattle in the clouds. In Africa, we are repeating this because it is for the children. Those who know, we are preaching to those ones who are standing up today. In Africa, in 1948, imagine, after all the Cecil Rhodes, rigmarole and whatnot, the Nationalist Party, apartheid, took up power in 1948. And 31st May 1961, they broke away from the Union of South Africa and disbanded it. Of course, the Union of South Africa died in 1994, as you know, Mafrika. We took away from that. But when we took over, we kept the name Mafrika. And imagine, Mafrika, a person like Hendrik Frans Verwoerd was born in Amsterdam. The first prime minister who took over under the apartheid regime in 1961, when they broke away from the Union of South Africa. And this man was born in Amsterdam. He was not born on the soil. He was not an indigenous to the soil. But what he did was he broke away from the British with the apartheid regime. Now, come 1994, we adopted the name Republic of South Africa, continuing the ghost of Cecil Ron Rhodes and Verwoerd. Reliving the ghost, Mafrika, of Hendrik Verwoerd. Why the black government did not call this African country, or why did they reject adopting an African name for the country? Why, Mafrika? The reason why we are raising this is because today you have Rhodes Must Fall. The born free children, Mafrika, are capturing their liberation. They are standing up. They cannot stand, be soiled, because it's psychological oppression. You can see they are destroying the images of the pre-colonial stuff. From Rhodes to Swart, Jan Smart, they are destroying everything. Because why? You deviated. And once you abdicate your principles of Mafrika, you have nothing to live on. But a caution to the children of Mafrika, because Africanist principle is that you fight with poise. You fight with calmness. You fight with dignity, especially under confrontation. But also, Mafrika, you can be ruthless when necessary. But we are saying, Mafrika, you are the owner of the country. Behave like owners, man. Don't behave like people who have been gotten crazy at a psychiatric hospital. You are not psychiatric case. You cannot be banning stuff. Stand up in principle with poise as Africa, Pan-Africanist. We own that thing. It will move, Africa. It's going nowhere. But if you ban it and break it, it's not workable, Africa. It's not workable. That's the appeal, Mafrika. And Mafrika, as we say, that vanquish the other man or woman with arguments and not with knuckle dust. Sometimes you might have to have the mass pressure in terms of demonstration, in terms of, but don't break your stuff. Don't destroy it, Mafrika. And to continue, Mafrika, as is our principle, is to protect the individual versus the group. And the biggest contention, Mafrika, was our brethren, the Freedom Charter of Africa, when they declared that South Africa belongs to all those who live in it. And the argument is that, Mafrika, they, by that statement summarily forfeited the Africans, from the Africans, the inalienable right to full ownership of Azania, the country. Yes, other people come in, but other sections of Africa had the right to remain in the country only as recognized as in their position as guests of the African majority, guests of the African nation, and accept the rule by the African majority. That's all. They are our guests. So, Africa, in rejecting this preamble, calling the Charter's guarantee of equal status for all national groups and races. The Africans, with Africans, they describe this as a multiplied racialism and proclaim themselves non-racialists. No, we are non-racialists. This is multiracialism. And we recognize people as individuals, not as members of a racial group. Our position is different than the multiracialists. Now, they can claim, the governing party can claim, the black guy can, you know, we are non-racialism. No. Even your parliament is functionalized according to regional, according to groups, according to racial division. So, Africa, to the nationalists, the preamble statement that South Africa belongs to all those who live in it, black and white. For the Africanism, Africa, this phrase epitomized the ANC formal commitment to a policy of multiracialism rather than pure African nationalism. And now today we have the worst thing, the injection of the rainbow nation. I don't know where that foreign animal came from. But now is giving birth to something else. Huh? And without our consent, without our vote, this stuff was just put out there. So, Africa, we have to get to the basics. We have to get to the basics, Africa. And you're saying that, Africa, Sobukwe, on the issue of, on the racial question, Africa says that all scientists agree that all men can trace their ancestry back to the first Homo sapiens, okay? And the Africanism, Africa, take the view that there is only one race to which we all belong, and that is the human race. In our vocabulary, therefore, the word race as applied to man has no plural form. We do, however, admit the existence of observable physical differences between various groups of people, but these differences are the result of a number of factors, chief among which has been geographical isolation. In Africa, Africa, the myth of race has been propounded and propagated by the imperialists and colonialists from Europe in order to facilitate and justify their inhuman exploitation of indigenous people of the land. It is from this myth of race, with its attendant claims of cultural superiority, that the doctrine of white supremacy stems. Thus, it is that an ex-engine driver cars can think of himself as fully qualified to be the head of a government, of an African state, but refuse to believe that a highly educated black doctor, more familiar with Western culture than the white premier is, cannot even run a municipal council. I do wish to belabor this point. Time is precious. Let me close the discussion of this topic by declaring on behalf of the Africans that every man is his brother's keeper, for every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main, because he is involved. So, Africa, Sobukwe continues again, Africa. I mean, he has laid out the principles of, as you say that, Africa, Sobukwe continues to say that Pan-Africanism pillar is establishing a social system that is democratic in form, socialist in content, and Pan-African in scope. Other pillar is building an Africanist socialist democracy, meaning a social order that's fundamentally democratic in form, socialist in content, and Africanist in orientation. Now what we have them, Africa, multiracial groupings, even in parliament, they are factionalized. And now the executive is being factionalized by factions in between, and destabilizing the country. Now what happens? Because you don't control the land, you don't control the natural resources, you have no strong economic base, the rent is going to fall again. But the British companies, all right, Oppenheimer, Barclays, and all pulling out. They're pulling out, Africa. They're pulling out because they bribed you, gave you crumbs. Amongst they chose the few select, made you skid instant billionaires. Now, you can go and mess with that money, Africa, but they've taken out everything. And the foreign exchange, Africa. I mean, it's devastating. It's devastating to think of this, that the first act that the black government did was to do away with exchange control, allow these apartheid companies to take the apartheid blood money, loot out the apartheid loot to London. London does not have gold. London has no mineral resources. It has no land. It is almost a 3%. I don't know what percent is this of the size of the whole continent of Africa. But they're controlling us. They're controlling the minerals. They're putting up the metal exchange, and they're deciding on the price of our minerals. And they can decide, okay, this time, let's bring the price down. You got. You are dictated by market forces outside because you refused to be a true indigenous African. To a point where you refuse to even take the name, indigenous name of Africa. What is the point of ruling? You are just parade. That's why you're saying that we are portfolio people. You are interested only to get seats in parliament, replace the Boers. So, Africa, that's my Africa. We take the position that Africa must rise. Pan-Africanism must take its central role in Africa. And for the lasting peace of Africa, to quote Sobukwe, and the solution of the economic, social, and political problems of the continent, their needs must be a democratic. That means the white supremacy, under whatever guise it manifests itself, must be destroyed. Now, you have white children running and beating up black children in the country, calling them names and all that in Africa. It is because you adopted their name, South Africa, the country, its principles. You never brought anything to the table. You just dumped us. That's why the children are rising against you. So you're saying, Africa, yes, let Azania return. Let dispossess the land, and let's control our economy. We can start now. The rand can fall. We can start now, Africa. And we say that easily to Fatsala Rona, Shongolashu Tikorahina. Thanks, Africa, for the privilege of talking to you. And thanks, Africa, for listening. Thank you.